My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, to tune in, and to walk away with information vital to your good health. Today we need to learn as much as we can. We need to have the tools, and we need to have them readily available, relevant, and updated at all times so that we know that there are alternatives and complements at our fingertips that we could be utilizing now, or at least keeping them in mind for some of the things that are coming our way as it relates to our health. Every day here on my show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics. You know, the things that are important for today, for today's world. It's great to have our history, and it's great to have, you know, all the information of where we were and how we got where we are today. That's always important. But we've evolved to this point right now in time. So what most of us want to know is, what's available for me today to use for this situation? Something I can share with my medical practitioner, something that I can use that will keep me on track and maybe give me another chance, another path, another way of following, you know, my journey to get as healthy as I possibly can. We want to know what's available today, and that's what we do here on the show every day, Monday through Friday, with some of the best guests in our industry here bringing their years and decades of amazing information. And so many of them are formulating. Many of them are out in the field teaching, training, and educating. So having all that information is truly making a big difference for us, the consumer, and even us educators, from having more information for us to work with as well. Tuning into the show, you'll get to hear the live show. Remember that if you are listening to the show, you are listening to it live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If not, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, everything is always podcast on my webpage, every show. Go to drjeffreyburke.com, click on the archive icon, and guess what? You can start listening to the show when it's convenient for you. Heading to Stay Healthy Health Food Store is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Remember to take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You will be glad you did. And the other wonderful thing is you will be able to have the availability of being able to know what's new, what's different, what's up to date. And because they carry the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake in whatever category that you are, you know, working in or wanting to learn more about. The most knowledgeable staff with this amazing customer service in a full service environment, they are always there to make sure that they can help you and guide you in the right direction. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade, and I got to tell you, longevity has made them the place to go for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store. Leave your email address for upcoming newsletters. And give him a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today I'm happy to say my friend Neil Levin is back with us today. Neil not only brings amazing information, but him being such an industry insider, we get information here sometimes faster than you may get it anywhere else. So it's always great to have him here every single month. If you're tuning in for the first time, let me give you an amazing background of my guest. Neil is the nutrition education manager and the product formulator for Natural Foods, a natural products manufacturer, Now Foods. You see the Now Foods line over at Stay Healthy. They're everywhere in the store. They have they really have broadened their line to the point where they are visible in every single category at the Stay Healthy store. And for Stay Healthy to carry this much product by this company, that says something for the quality and the integrity. So when you're at Stay Healthy and you're looking for something, ask them if it comes in the Now Foods brand. Neil is a board-certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in advanced nutritional laboratory assessment. He is a professional member of the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the board of the Scientific Council Certification Board. Neil is director, program chair, past president of the American Nutrition Association, also serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. Neil's comments and articles are published in magazines and newspapers. He contributes to scientific journals, has been featured in countless radio interviews and television news reports. This is how you stay in touch with Neil. He posts his articles on his blog, honestnutrition.com. You can find him also at nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin. And on Facebook, I think it'd be great for you to follow him under Honest Nutrition. This is where good information comes from the people that are working it, living it, and doing it every single day. So I would recommend that you follow him. Definitely go to Facebook, go to Honest Nutrition, and start, you know, keeping up to date with the information, because you're going to be getting it in real time and real information. And that's what will give us the tools we need to make great decisions. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Neil.
Hello, Dr. Burke. Nice to be with you again.
How are you? How's your holiday season, my friend?
Good. Quiet season this year, so hanging close to home.
That's right. What's your next event? Where are you heading next?
Well, my last trip was about earlier this month. I was in Orlando and then Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
And my next trip is Iceland in January.
Wonderful. I'm living my life vicariously through you. I know. It's hard to be on the road.
Probiotics to medical professionals in Iceland.
How does that go over? Let me ask you, and I know we're going to take you off topic here, but, you know, how is it today? Are both ears open within the medical establishment, or is one ear open, the other one plugged and not listening, or are both ears still closed?
Well, I find some of the foreign medical organizations are very open. Last year, I was a guest of the Internist Society, Internal Medicine Society of Macedonia, North Macedonia. Now they changed the name of the country. As a guest, and the other two speakers speaking about nutrition were the president of the association and one of the board members. So, you know, it was at the highest level they were endorsing the use of nutrition in medical therapies and in everyday use. Yeah, we're not seeing that so much in the United States. We're hearing you don't need vitamins. And actually, I just finished a presentation, why we need to take supplements even if you have a good diet. Mm-hmm. And that's something I'll be doing a webinar on for our company in about three, four weeks. Just showing some evidence. Why do people need supplements even if they have a good diet? And you know, what is the evidence behind that? People with good diets, how well do they get even the very low levels that are recommended of vitamins and minerals? You know, many people, most Americans, are not getting enough of certain nutrients, even though they theoretically have a good diet. Why is that? So I kind of explore that a little bit. You know, it's not something I've been working on. It's just an idea I had, you know, because I like to give people tools for figuring out what's going on, and sometimes I like just going back and going to the basics so that people will, you know, why take a multivitamin? What's the purpose of a multivitamin? You know, why do I need a multi if I'm eating well? And here, I'll give you the reasons.
You know, I think that it's amazing how far it has come, though, even though it has so much farther to go, because, you know, you remember what it was like 10, 20, 30, even more years ago. You know, it was, I tell this story all the time. I used to work at a store in Westwood, California, and it was a store right near UCLA, And I would have doctors that would come in, and they would come after hours and, you know, and come to the store and knock on the back door and come in. It was like doing a drug deal. They would come in and get their vitamins, but they did not want their colleagues to see them buying vitamins. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, as I think back, I think to how far they have come, even though they still have a long way to go.
Actually, one of the last slides in my presentation is a survey of medical professionals, different specialties, and, you know, everything from nurses and obstetricians, cardiologists, you know, dietitians, all these different specialties, and medical professionals. And what is their actual use that they self-report of taking supplements? And it's very interesting seeing which ones are highest, which ones are lowest. I believe, looking at that, that the ones who are the most knowledgeable about nutrition are more likely to take supplements, interestingly enough, and the ones who are perhaps have the least training in that area are least likely to take supplements. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the other part of this industry that has changed so dramatically is that people, us the consumer, have decided that we are ready to start opening our eyes and our minds and our hearts to other avenues. And, you know, and I must hear it at least a couple times a day. Is there a natural alternative to that? Is there something that I can get that's not prescription that may do the same thing? And I know it seems like small progress, but I think it's big progress.
Well, people know that there's a lot of problems with medications. Medications lock you into a medical system that is fairly impersonal. I know there's genetic testing and things that have the aura of being personalized. And certainly the American Nutrition Association that I'm involved with, its focus right now is personalized nutrition. And, you know, that's great. But think about all the listeners out there. How many of you or your family members or your friends or people you work with are on special diets? And I'm sure every one of you knows somebody, if it's not yourself, it's a plant-based diet or vegetarian, vegan, or keto, or Atkins-type diet, or paleo diet, or zone diet, or Weight Watchers diet. There's so many different diets out there that are different balances of things. And when you're on a restricted diet, you are restricting your potential intake of nutrients. And one of the things that I'm working on in my presentation is, if you're on a certain diet, what are the likely things? Like vegetarian diet, for example. I'm a long-time vegetarian, almost 50 years. And vegetarian diet, people are maybe familiar with B12 being an issue. They might not be as familiar with omega-3 and essential fatty acid intake being a concern, or protein, you know, things like that. People on these low-carb diets, there's a lot of polyphenols and other antioxidant-type nutrients that they might be lacking. They might be lacking fiber. You know, every special diet has its potential risks in terms of what are you cutting out of your diet and what does it normally contribute that's positive to the diet. And, you know, even though your diet might not be perfectly balanced, that component of the diet that you're cutting out has something in there that might be beneficial, whether it's a fat or an antioxidant type substance or a vitamin or mineral or fiber. You know, something is in there that is positive, that you risk your health if you don't replace it with something else, if you're not aware of that. And that's why sometimes just a multivitamin covers most of those gaps. One of the things I've looked at is evidence and studies of how people mitigate these issues just by taking a multivitamin. What's the evidence taking a multivitamin is helpful? And what's interesting is that scientists are doing these studies saying multivitamins don't seem to prevent cancer or heart disease. and as if that's why people are taking multivitamins. And in nationwide surveys, that is not why people are taking multivitamins. They're taking them exactly for the reason that we've been discussing, to bridge any potential gaps of nutrients in the diet that they're lacking. And I go through a lot of reasons why there might be gaps, including conventional versus organic and GMO crops, genetically modified crops, and all these other issues that affect the nutritional value of the food supply in general and the food supply that we're selecting in our particular personal diets.
You know, when I was talking to Marge, we were talking about, you know, how, you know, things have changed in the industry and how, you know, things come into the limelight and nutrients like omega-3s and CBD and, you know, and different products that have come into the industry. And she thought that we could touch on some of the hotter products that have really maybe gained media attention, even though there are so many things out there that, you know, could, that are shining stars. It's different how some of them seem to catch the ear or the eye of people out there. And she thought we could talk about some of those today. What do you think?
Whatever she wants, I'm game.
Okay, let's start with berberine. Now, first of all, a weird name, and a lot of people have a hard time remembering the name, so I see most people that have it written down. Why do some of these things catch our attention and others don't, even though they all have great benefits? Is it just because they're hitting on maybe a numerous amount of things that people are worried or concerned about, or is it just the way that it's attacked or brought about in the media?
Well, sometimes it's the media, but sometimes some of these ideas, some of these products will percolate in from the professional market, where a lot of health practitioners are using it, especially if they're using herbs or natural type products. And another one might be from multi-level marketing companies, which are developing at a fairly high price because there's a lot of middlemen involved, a lot of intermediates making markups on it. But they do a service to the country by doing research into products and coming out with new products that are sometimes very good. They might be overpriced in some cases because of their the way they market them through individuals and, you know, stacks of people making commissions on it. But, you know, it doesn't negate that they might have some good products, and they might be using some solid research behind some of these products. And berberine would be one of these kind of products. Something that's been fairly well known in the health practitioner and herbalist spheres for a long time. And some of the herbs that it's most prominent in that people would be familiar with, one of them would be golden seal root, which is an American herb. And another would be barberry or berberry, which is, there's certain plants that this alkaline substance called berberine is produced in. And berberine has some interesting health effects. It's possibly associated with the role of golden seal root, which is well known as an herb that people use for immunity. They'll use it topically on wounds and things like that. I've personally used either golden seal by itself or golden seal with a mixture of comfrey leaf as a poultice to put on, you know, like a cut or something that I'm trying to deal with. So it seems to have some immune properties. It seems to stimulate healing and the formation of scabs, for example, if you have a scrape or something like that. So it seems to have some immune benefits, but then it also has a number of benefits in the area of glucose management or blood sugar.
Okay. You know, when I was doing research, when I first heard about berberine the first time, you know, sometimes these nutrients are so amazing at what they do, and they cover such a wide array of different conditions within the body that, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get done reading, you think to yourself, you know, where has this been? And also number two, how can it work on so many different areas and so many different situations within the body? You know, it reminds me sometimes how people think, oh, there's just no way possible. You know, it's got to be, you know, just all of a sales pitch, until they do some information and do a little background checking. And they find out that some of these things are new to us, but not new to the public in general, because they've been used for a long time.
Yeah, not just folklore use and historical use, which, you know, have some legitimacy, obviously, if they seem to work in that way. But, you know, something like berberine, you know, it's an alkaloid. It's something that can be isolated and studied much like a drug would be studied. It can also be studied by giving the herb to somebody. And, you know, berberine has had clinical studies on humans showing how it supports both glucose and lipid or cholesterol type metabolism. And one of the issues with taking berberine by itself is it's poorly absorbed and it tends to irritate the stomach. And so one of the challenges we had in coming out with it as a product was, how do we have something that is going to overcome these negative issues associated with berberine, that the absorption is very pitiful, and that as it's not being absorbed, it also tends to irritate the GI tract. So we've actually come up with a better absorbed form by combining with MCT oil, and MCT oil helps certain things absorb well by bypassing the normal fat absorption mechanisms, such as requiring pancreatic lipase, an enzyme from pancreatic enzymes, and bile from the gallbladder and the liver, that is the normal mechanism for absorbing fat-soluble type substances. And MCT oil can sometimes bypass that whole mechanism and help you absorb things better, because MCT oil absorbs very, very well by itself, sometimes as well as alcohol, which is very well absorbed. And so it's a way to combine two things, one well absorbed and one not well absorbed, in order to make the latter better absorbed, so that you're going to get the benefits from it and you're not going to get the side effects like the irritated GI tract, which are common to berberine products.
So if someone goes in to Stay Healthy and they're inquisitive about berberine, maybe, is there a certain group of us out there that should think about bringing it in as a part of their daily regimen?
Well, there's a lot of people out there who have issues with their blood lipids, their cholesterol, mm-hmm. et cetera, mm-hmm. and with their blood sugar. And these are two of the five major issues that are associated with metabolic syndrome, which is a precursor of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, of heart disease, and of diabetes. So your risk of having one of those conditions increases dramatically, sometimes several times, if you have elevated triglycerides in your cholesterol, a low HDL cholesterol, your good cholesterol, if you have a larger waist, abdominal measurement, there's certain things, blood pressure, that when you combine these and you have two or three of these symptoms together, you have a cluster of symptoms that put you at higher risk of these very serious illnesses. And so the symptoms are not illnesses themselves, but if the more you can control them, the lower your risk of developing these illnesses, which has been shown in clinical studies. And berberine, which is in golden seal, Oregon grapefruit, and barberry, helps to support glucose and lipid metabolism. And if you can overcome the challenges, which we've been able to do, we can support insulin receptors, optimizing the glucose transportation system of the body, and supporting the normal glucose metabolism in the liver, and also supporting lipid absorption in the digestive tract. It will help block the absorption of cholesterol from the digestive tract so that you're not absorbing it as much. And a lot of that, some of the cholesterol could be from the bile salts themselves from the gallbladder, but some of it could be dietary cholesterol that you're trying to block. So having probiotics, having fiber, having berberine, there's different strategies for blocking the uptake of cholesterol, whether from the bile salts themselves or from the dietary cholesterol, but stopping it from being absorbed or reabsorbed into the body to increase the burden on the body's balance of lipids, such as HDL, LDL, triglycerides.
Now, let's move on to the next one, because I think that this is one that I think a lot of people are probably, you know, asking more questions about today. And it's so funny because when you go back in time, this was something that was so commonly ignored. And now today it is a shining star in both medical offices as well as doctor's visits and health food stores. And that's vitamin D. I mean, for the longest time, when I was coming up, when I was just young in the field, vitamin D used to sit on the bottom shelf next to the omega-3 fatty acids. And what was the turning point with vitamin D that it moved up five shelves to eye level in the health food stores? What was it? What was it that brought it up to the front?
Well, I think if you go back 20, 25 years, you see a great fear of vitamin D and other fat-soluble nutrients. Fat-soluble nutrients like vitamins A, D, E, and K, they stay in the body. They don't wash out quickly in the urine. They tend to build up over time if you're doing high levels, so they're potentially risky. And there's very little risk of vitamin D, but there was a great fear of vitamin D. And I think what happened was they started doing these studies in the early 2000s showing that populations with lower serum levels of vitamin D had greatly increased risk of heart attack or stroke, for example. 2.4 roughly times the risk at people with the lowest serum vitamin D levels versus normal levels. And then we're looking at the European Food Safety Agency, their version of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, accepting claims for vitamin D preventing swaying, falling that could lead to hip fractures, helping with muscle and cardiovascular health. There's been a number of good studies showing that basic immunity depends on vitamin D. Vitamin D receptors are in the pancreas for insulin production, and they're in the prostate as well. So we're seeing a wider role of vitamin D than was imagined. The Institute of Medicine, by the way, in the United States, sets the RDA, the recommended daily allowance of vitamin D, based solely on bone and dental health, and has not accepted the evidence that their European counterparts have for vitamin D having a role, much broader role, in the way the body works.
Do you feel that vitamin D is something that is going to be more widely tested in normal blood workups and recommended by doctors on a more continual basis? I mean, I was really surprised the first time I saw, and now it's very, very common, that a doctor was writing a handwritten prescription for vitamin D.
Yeah, it's becoming more common, but we still have not seen vitamin D status being part of the normal panel of blood tests. It's always an optional test. Mm-hmm. And I always ask when I have my blood test, is it testing for vitamin D2, the plant source, and vitamin D3, the animal source, or is it looking only for vitamin D3 metabolites? Because at times the testing will underestimate how much vitamin D you're getting. If you're getting two forms of vitamin D, for example, if you eat mushrooms, you're getting vitamin D2. And if you're eating fortified dairy products, you're probably getting vitamin D3. Or if you're eating small whole fish, like anchovies, you're getting vitamin D3. Or you're producing D3 in your skin in certain times of the year. This time of year, it's almost impossible in the United States, but, you know, it's... But are you looking at one form or two? And I always ask before I pay for a test, are you going to look at both of the kinds of vitamin D I'm taking or just one? Because I don't want to pay $40 or $60 for a test that underestimates my actual levels.
How do they respond to that question? I'm curious.
Well, I usually have to get a call back from the testing company where they'll say, yeah, we're looking at vitamin D3, 25OHD3, or we're looking at both the D3 and the D2 metabolites, and so it'll test both. It's a little more expensive for them to do the test that looks at both forms, but it's more accurate.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, the interesting thing about learning about some of these new things that's out there, some of these are amazing shining stars. And, you know, Neil, it's so easy today to get ourselves put into a category where we just kind of use the same thing all the time and we never update our regimens. And I want to talk about those when we get back from the break. A quick break. We'll be right back with Mr. Neil Levin. He is the guy that knows it all, and that's why we love having him here, because he's in tune and relevant within the natural products industry. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Neil.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra-potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out all of the products from Now Foods. You'll find that they're in every single area, in every single department in the store. But if you have any questions, please ask anyone at the store. They can answer your questions and show you what's available that's on your shopping list made from Now Foods. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Neil Levin, and we're talking Now Foods. We're talking about some of the hot products of the year, some of the things that are being talked about even more. You know, we've talked about berberine, we've talked about vitamin D. Something else that people are starting to talk more about, and I'm starting to see more people discussing with their medical practitioners, Neil, is vitamin K2.
Yeah, vitamin K2 is interesting because it's something that people don't necessarily think about. There's a normal association of vitamin D with calcium and bone health. And what's not assumed is that there's a lot of other nutrients needed for bone health. And one of them is vitamin K. And in particular, there's two major forms of vitamin K in the diet. And about 90% of dietary vitamin K is in the form of vitamin K1. And about 10% of dietary vitamin K is in the form of vitamin K2. K2 has various names. You will usually see MK-number as the designation for which type of vitamin K2, because there's a number of different ones. And menaquinone or tetrinone are different terms for the vitamin K2, but they abbreviate that as MK4, MK7, that kind of designation. So when you see the MK designation, you know it's vitamin K2 and not vitamin K1. Now, vitamin K1 is found in your green foods and grains and things like that. Vitamin K2 is found in fermented foods. It seems to be a fermented form of vitamin K. And so you'll see it in fermented foods, some dairy products, yogurt or things like that. You'll get some vitamin K. If you eat kimchi or fermented greens, that vitamin K will turn into vitamin K2 or a certain amount of it. So that's where the vitamin K2 comes in. Now, they're both in the food supply. The common form of vitamin K2 is MK4. However, there is another form that's very popular as a supplement, MK7. The difference is MK4 is poorly absorbed. MK7 is very well absorbed. MK7 has a much longer half-life in the body as well, so it not only absorbs much greater rate, but lasts a lot longer. And it actually works by slowly converting into vitamin MK4, the active form of K2 in the body. So it's like getting a well-absorbed time-release type form of vitamin K2. Now, the advantage of K2 over K1, K1 tends to hang out in the liver, making clotting factors. It's necessary for our blood to clot. vitamin K2 circulates in the bloodstream and scavenges calcium to stop calcium from being deposited in arteries or making bone spurs or doing other undesirable things that calcium will do if it can't move and be transported properly into cells and tissues like bones. And so while people are familiar with vitamin D helping you absorb calcium, they're not as familiar with the role of vitamin K2 in particular for moving that calcium, once it's absorbed, into the areas where you need it.
Now, the other thing is, when you were talking about K and calcium, how essential do you think that is that they are actually taken either in combination or within the same day for today's calcium to be beneficial for the bone?
Well, you can load up on all the calcium you want, mm-hmm. but if you don't have the right cofactors, including vitamin K, then it's not going to move it where it belongs. You're going to end up with calcium deposits or undesirable calcium in the wrong places. So you got to finish the job by having vitamin K2. And we're seeing cardiologists like Dr. Sinatra who are recommending clinically doses of MK7 form of vitamin K2 at 160 or 180 micrograms at the low level. That's about double the RDA. Or about 300 plus micrograms at a more therapeutic level. So in order to get the calcium where it belongs and to protect the arteries, you need to get a decent amount of vitamin K.
You know, somebody asked me this question the other day, and I thought it was just an interesting question. I understand where she was coming from. She said, do you think we'll ever get to the point when we'll get all our vitamins and minerals from our diet? And I said, I think those days are gone.
If everyone ate fermented foods and mm-hmm. they were getting all these nutrients, if they were eating organic foods that had all the minerals added back and not just three minerals like they do in the chemical farming and the fertilizers, there's more than nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus in the soil. And if you're not replacing the other things, you will eventually deplete those trace elements. You know, things like zinc or copper, things that are essential to the body. Manganese. If they're depleted from the soil, the plants won't be healthy. The plants won't be nutritious for us. And that's one of the concerns that chemical farming has impacted the nutritional content of not only trace elements, but certain vitamins, and especially polyphenols and antioxidant-type compounds are dramatically lower in chemical farming than they are in organic farming.
Mm-hmm. You know, it just seems like we are, as humans, you know, human nature is to always want to have the newest, biggest, brightest, reddest of things that are out there. And we always want to have everything all be in one. And obviously, we're never going to be able to do that because we have so many different parts of the body that need different kinds of attention. I mean, we could cut down to a certain amount of things, but there's never going to be an all-in-one everything that you need completely for the day because, you know, we've let our health deteriorate too far.
Well, and what if you're in an area of the country where there's not enough selenium in the soil?
True.
And you're not getting selenium from your diet if you're eating local. Well, you know, eating local is great, and you're getting fresh produce and stuff, but it might be lacking a nutrient or multiple nutrients that you're not getting if you're not supplementing. And the supplement could be supplementing the soil. It could be supplementing your body. One way or another, the plants have to get it or they won't contain it, or you have to supplement it yourself. So that's your choice. Are you buying things that are supplemented with soil amendments that have the correct nutrients, so a wide range of trace elements, for example, or are you getting them some other way? If they're not getting them from the food, where are you getting them?
Mm-hmm. How often do you update your nutritional routine? I'm curious, because I try to do mine at least once a year. you know, just kind of take a look at everything. You know, it's funny. I put everything out and I say, okay, I'm going to try to cut back things a little bit. And I probably end up adding a couple more almost every time. But I try to take a look at it every year as kind of like an update, like a check-in, if you will. How about you?
Well, I travel a lot. And right. I have these 2 7-day packs that have these slots for vitamins. So I'm trying to manage where my morning and evening supplements, because I take about the same volume of them morning and night, that I fill one of those slots, you know, for each meal, breakfast and supper. And so if I add something, I'm normally trying to take it away or find a smaller version of something I was taking so that it always fits in those slots. And the exception is I always take an extra vitamin C. And when I travel, I might not take so many things for, say, cholesterol management or something, and I'll add things like probiotics or enzymes for the what I'm encountering that's unusual, that I can deal with it. So, you know, it adapts a little bit based on travel or not travel, but, you know, if I want to add something new, but maybe someone discontinued something I was taking, I have to replace it, and it's a bigger pill, something has to come out of there to fit in there. So I kind of limit what I'm taking to a certain volume, fitting in those slots. And so it's occasionally, you know, if I'm feeling kind of congested, maybe I'll do a little more the respiratory care probiotic and things for that, and I'll skip some of the other things that might be more for energy or things like that. So I'll actually adapt on the run like that based on I'm making my supplements for the week. What am I going to put in there? But it doesn't change too often. You know, I take my multi, I take magnesium. Last year I added the magnesium transporters and replaced the magnesium malate with that because we came out with a new formula with 5 forms of magnesium. So, you know, the availability of something new sometimes triggers that I'm going to, okay, I'm replacing this. It's a bigger pill. Do I need to adjust something else so it all fits? So, yeah, it's kind of a discipline to limit it to a certain volume. But since I travel, I have to do that.
Now, we only have about a minute. Could you touch on methylfolate? It's another one we're seeing a lot.
Yeah, methylfolate, some people have a metabolic issue where they're not getting rid of homocysteine because they have a limit in an enzyme that's made from methylfolate. It's methylfolate reductase enzyme. And methylfolate is actually a cofactor in producing the enzyme. Now, the genetic issue is that the enzyme they make is far weaker than normal. They have to make several times as much of the enzyme. Their problem is not methylating the folate, or they would be born with birth defects. Their problem is they need to make a lot more. They need a lot more folate to make this enzyme, because their enzyme they're making genetically is simply weaker. It's like if you were baking bread and it turned out fine, and you switched from whole wheat flour to rice flour and it came out like a brick, and you would not blame the yeast that makes it rise. You know the problem is the structure. It's the gluten. It's the wheat itself. And people think that they need the methylfolate. They need more folic acid or methylfolate, really. There's really a lot of mythology about this spread by pharmaceutical companies with patents and a vested interest. But there's slight advantages to methylfolate over folic acid, but it's really not essential for people to get that form. It's a little more efficient, less likely to interfere with some drug classes that they might have, some interactions. But it's really not something that's important. It's beneficial, but it's not super important that they have that form.
Hmm. You know, it's quite interesting. We get to this last show of the year every year, and we, you know, kind of reflect over what's happened and, you know, what's all the new breakthroughs this year. And, you know, and I love doing that. And I thank you for all the amazing shows that you bring and all the information you and everything you do in the industry. I'm very thankful for having you here on my show. But it always I get always excited to see what's coming up next year. So you never know.
I'm going to try to make it in person to do a program with you next year.
That would be great.
I have an opportunity to be in Las Vegas to do a training. I'll send you the date. But if we can schedule me in the studio, that would be wonderful.
That would be amazing. I'd love that. You get me that date, and I'll make sure I get it in ink.
Okay.
Be well, my friend, and a happy, healthy new year to you and yours. And look forward to more incredible shows next year.
Thanks. Always a pleasure.
Be well. My guest today, Neil Levin. Always great to have Neil here. If you do get time, visit his Facebook page. It's Honest Nutrition. You can also find him at honestnutrition.com, nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin. Always great information coming from Neil. And because he's right out in there, and at the level that he is, he's able to bring us this information, save us a lot of research by giving it to us, just handing all this information over so that we can be better and healthier and head in a healthier direction. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because that's what they do every day. Help you head in a healthier direction. Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Stay Healthy Health Food Store makes it easy to get as healthy as you possibly can. Great knowledge, amazing knowledgeable staff, and very passionate, and they're there to make sure that they give you the right information and that you have that go-to place to go for the dialogue and for the right high-quality products available, because that's all they carry is the best of the best. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print yourself a coupon to take in and use at your next time at the store, your next visit, and leave your email address for upcoming newsletters to keep you even more connected to the Stay Healthy store. Remember, on Facebook, give them a thumbs up because their posts are enlightening, educational, entertaining, sometimes reminding of things we used to know, and I don't know, somewhere along the line we just forgot about them, and you get those aha moments when you think, oh my goodness, I knew that. I just forgot about it. Well, those are the kind of things they want to make sure that you get in your post every single day. So like them on Facebook and stay connected to the store. It's really important. Remember, you want to get in there before the end of the year and fill out those slips. They're giving two huge basket giveaways at the end of the year, and they're going to be drawing for those. And all you have to do is go in and say, I want to enter and win. They are just chock full of products from all the companies that I talk about throughout the year. Big, huge baskets full of stuff. Might be enough to, you know, replenish your cabinets completely or allow you to share all that stuff if you win it with some of your friends and family and coworkers. Let them try some of the things that you may already be using or give you a chance to try some of the things that you've always wanted to try. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. I hope your holiday season is going amazing for you. Still another round to go before we start it all over again. Remember to stay tuned. And if you can't tune in live, remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every one of my shows recorded, podcast, archived every day and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon on my webpage and download the show that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you. You may also hear a show and think, you know what? I've got a friend or a coworker that this would be perfect for them to listen to this guest and this topic. Send them there and let them get the information. It's all about information. It's all about education. And remember, Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Have a great day, everybody. Do something awesome just for you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.